The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's say good morning to the boys, Jay and Mickey. Morning to you, lads.
Morning, Al.
Morning. How's the Christmas shopping gone? You're all done, lads?
Nah, I'm going to go to the garage tonight. I'll have to work.
That sounds like you, Mick. Yeah. What about you, Jay?
Yeah, you know, it's one of them. Looking forward to the game tonight and see what happens after that.
Yeah, let's talk that game first of all, Jay. Friday night again before Christmas, hey? It was a thriller last season at Arsenal. What are you expecting tonight?
Yeah, just hoping for the 3 points, really. I mean, I think it'll be a tough game. Wolves are not a bad side. They've had a good start to the season, haven't they? And, you know, they're the type of team that should play football with us, so that should suit Liverpool, really. But, you know, I think it will be tricky Friday night game under the lights at Molineux. And, you know, I'm expecting it to be a great atmosphere and stuff. So, you know, let's hope we can get the win.
Yeah, still buzzing, I suppose, on the back of the comprehensive win over United in terms of the performance, and certainly got the result. And, of course, players coming back, the likes of Nathaniel Clyne starting that game and doing well. Even though Liverpool have got a few problems defensively, you're still very optimistic, Jay?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock inclusion, wasn't it, in the side last week against Manchester United, because we all thought Clyne was injured as well. I think he had returned to train and liked training on the Thursday, but, you know, I thought he'd done remarkably well, really, considering he's hardly played all season, and, you know, he is a natural right-back, and we were expecting Milner to fit in there, but he said he felt a tight hamstring, and, you know, the Napoli game, so he missed out, didn't he? But he's back for the game against Wolves, so it's interesting to see if Clyne does keep his place or whether or not Milner will play there. But, you know, it is interesting. It's obviously a dilemma for Klopp, for, you know, a team selection dilemma. So I just hope he keeps Fabinho in the side, because I thought he was outstanding against Manchester United, and he was certainly man of the match for me.
Yeah, probably his best game so far. Let's have a word with Mickey on the blue side of things. Tottenham coming to town on Sunday. It's tight for Everton, isn't it, in terms of the Christmas fixtures? They've got a raw deal, haven't they, in terms of how quickly they've got to play the games, Mickey? But you've got to get on with it, and this is a tough one for Everton, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, with the score out with Christmas over the holiday, and that it is what it is. As you say, it's just something that, you know, we've all got to deal with. And for the fans especially, you know, I know people are saying, you know, especially with a lot of European managers coming into league saying that they think it's bonkers and ridiculous. But I think for the fans, it's, you know, it's good. I enjoy my Christmas fixtures, your Boxing Day, your New Year's Day and that.
Yeah.
And as I say, it is something, you know, they paid well, hardly out. So it is something that you've just got to get on with. And as you say there, Tottenham coming to town is going to be not going to be easy. I wouldn't say we're going through a sticky patch, but, you know, 2 points out the last 12 is not great. You know, throw into the equation, I suppose, Liverpool away and City away, but I think it's the two home games that we struggled a bit with. But that's something what we're going to have to get used to. You know, teams are going to come to Goodison, they're going to sort of sit in, they're going to hit us on the break, but I don't think Tottenham are going to do that. I think it's, you know, for a while, I think they're a team that's going to come and attack us. Obviously got Harry Kane up front, but obviously it leaves a little bit more space for us as well. So hopefully that's something that we can something, as I say, that we can go forward with and try and come away with 3 points.
You're not expecting the three centre-backs at Goodison though on Sunday, are you?
I doubt it, Al. I think he was forced into it a little bit, wasn't he? I think it's something that he's been looking at doing, and then I think obviously with the injury to Idrissa Gueye, that it's something that he thought that he could give a go. And I don't think it was a complete and utter disaster, Al. I think it's one of them that against anyone else, you know, apart from Man City, then it might have sort of been okay. I think it was just difficult, wasn't it, to try and go with that formation, you know, trying it out first time. And obviously at the City and Manchester Stadium is always going to be difficult. But no, mate, I think he'll definitely revert to the back four.
Yeah, Everton have had some tough games so far this season. Let's just bring Jay in again, talking of tough games. Well, I suppose you'd have been disappointed by the news that Jose's gone from Manchester United after the defeat by Liverpool. Is Shaqiri getting the blame for that now?
Yeah, I'm absolutely gutted. That's the only downside, isn't it? Because, you know, he was doing such a fantastic job at Manchester United. He was ruining them, wasn't he? And there was loads of infighting there. You could tell it wasn't a happy dressing room and, you know, things weren't going well for them. And now all of a sudden he's gone, and Liverpool are the ones, aren't they? They're the catalyst for that, really, because, you know, it was the defeat to Liverpool and in the manner as well, because I think Liverpool had about 68% possession, 36 efforts on goal, the record in the Premier League, and you know, it was clear to see Mourinho had lost the plot, really, lost the dressing room, and now things have changed a little bit, because you know, let's get one thing straight here. Manchester United have got some very good players, so a new manager with a fresh approach might change things around for them, you know, an upturn in fortunes for them, but be very surprised if they get in the top four now. They're a little bit too far behind for me, and, you know, it's one of them situations now where what's done's done and we move on, but, you know, we just concentrate on Liverpool and trying to stay top of the table.
Yeah, just a word on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's come in. Were you a bit surprised by that, Jay?
A little bit. I mean, it's one of them situations. I mean, what you do? I mean, I think they want Pochettino, don't they, in the summer, but he's probably not going to leave Spurs mid-season, so they've decided to get a legend on board, and that's what Solskjaer is. He's had a little bit of experience in the Premier League. He managed Cardiff, didn't he, albeit he got relegated, didn't he, and, you know, he's done quite well in his homeland in Norway, so it's an interesting one, and, you know, all they want to do is probably start playing football the correct way again, not the boring Jose way, so,
definitely.
You know, at the end of the day, they're probably happy about that, aren't they? But I don't think they're expecting much between now and May.
Mickey, what about Everton finishing above Man United this season? Surely that's a possibility for Everton. Are you a fan of the Europa League? Because if they do, if Everton do finish sixth, you're likely to get a Europa League spot, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a tough one, this, really, Al, because obviously it divides opinions, doesn't it? I think on the record, I would say we should strive, you know, for our highest finish. Obviously, our aim is going to be, you know, top six. If we can get there. Off the record, I'll say to you that it's an absolute nightmare, and Thursday night football is not something that I look forward to. You know, the whole Thursday, Sunday is not great. But I think as a team, and to try and progress, obviously, you know, we're in a transitional period at the moment, and I think that's, you know, the least, really, with the money that we've spent out. I think that should be the least that we should be aiming for, is the, you know, around that sort of sixth, seventh position. But as I say, the Europa League, I think it's more for the fans, isn't it? As a little bit of a sort of jolly up.
Yeah.
I don't think the players and the manager, really, I think, you know, off the record, will be striving for it. But it is what it is, Al. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just the format of it all, isn't it? You know, there's so many games. It doesn't bring in much money.
Until the latter stages, yeah. If you make the quarterfinals, semis, you're making a bit of money then, but not Champions League money.
No, and I think, you know, Burnley have showed as well. It's difficult, isn't it? You know, for some reasons, whether it be psychologically to play Thursday, Sunday, you know, the players sort of can't get a grip with it. So it's one of them. I'll divide opinion there, as I say. I think we've got to go for it, mate, haven't we, really?
Ah, you've got to finish as high as possible, which is something Liverpool are striving to achieve in terms of the league, Jay. I want to talk to you about the centre-back situation, because obviously there's problems there. I mean, if Lovren or Van Dijk get injured, what happens?
Well, yeah, that is an issue, isn't it? I mean, Joe Gomez has been fantastic this season, and unfortunately got an injury a couple of weeks ago, and he's going to miss all of the festive period and part of January. And then Joel Matip came in for a couple of games and performed quite well, and then he got injured as well against Napoli, so we are struggling for numbers in that position, really. And I think if one of the two now, Lovren or Van Dijk, got injured, it'd be a bit of a disaster for us. And maybe Fabinho, who we touched on before, who played really well against Manchester United, maybe he'd have to fill in and play centre-half, or, you know, maybe he'd promote one of the young kids like Phillips or Masterson, but they've had injuries as well this season, so it just depends how fit they are. And when you're coming into a busy period now over Christmas time, the festive period, where the games are coming thick and fast, it's not ideal, because we can't really rotate anyone, can we?
He's not had great Januaries when Liverpool have had a mass of fixtures. He tends to have struggled a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't easy, is it, when you're playing a game on average every 3 days or whatever it is, so it's not ideal. And when you've got injuries as well, it blights you even further then, doesn't it? So we've just got to pray that, you know, we don't get any more injuries, and if we do, they're in other areas of the park, not, you know, the central defence area.
Okay, Mickey, Everton have got all the big games out the way in terms of those top boys away from home, apart from Tottenham. So are you expecting a much better second half of the season? Even though the first half's been all right.
I was just going to say, Al, I think our first half, we probably, you know, round about par. I did say it before. I don't actually like saying it, you know, the whole transitional thing. But it is, you know, it's a new manager coming in with new players having to gel and that. And I think we've done okay, as I say, a little bit of a blip over the last couple of games. But I think on the whole, we've done okay. And as I say, if we can get 3 points against Tottenham, that'll give us confidence going into the holiday period, you know.
Certainly will. Just a final word from Jay. We haven't spoke to you since the Champions League draw was made, Jay. Bayern Munich must be happy with that. There could have been worse ones, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a tough tie, but they haven't had the best of starts this season, have they? I know they got through the group, obviously, as group winners, but in the Bundesliga, they've really struggled, and they've got a new manager now. So, you know, it's a glamour tie, really. We haven't played them in Europe for such a long time now, and I'm expecting it to be a tough game, of course, but, you know, we bring on all comers, and at the end of the day, there's nothing to fear. This Liverpool team is fearless, and we've already beaten Napoli at home and PSG at home. The away form hasn't been great, but, you know, we managed to get through it. So let's hope see what goes on, you know. It's put that to bed now, can't we? We don't play them until February time, and, you know, I'm quite hopeful that we can get through that side.
Mm. Mickey, stadium before you go. 52,000, you happy with that?
Not really, I don't know. You know, I was a little bit shocked about it. I thought we were looking at...
Why, because you wanted it to be more than Liverpool's?
No, not necessarily, Al. I know what you're saying, but I just think if we're going, you know, we're paying mega bucks out, it's going to be, you know, it's there on the docks. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be right there for everyone to see. And I was just a little bit shocked. I thought we were looking at a minimum of 55, although I know it's come out, hasn't it? And they've said it's going to be available to rise the attendance to 62. Yeah. But, a little bit sort of shocked. But obviously, they've got the reasons, whether it be for, you know, I know they've got Dan Myers on the case there, who's, you know, absolutely, you know, one top of the range at his job. And whether it be the area, whether it be, you know, the stadium design or whatever, they must have the reasons. But yeah, mate, I was a little bit shocked. I think it's coming a little bit under, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay, I did say finally, Jay, just a word on Dejan Lovren's comments of going this whole season unbeaten. I think he's trying to talk up Liverpool, isn't he? It's a difficult one, but what is he supposed to say when asked that question?
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, when I first seen it, I thought, you know, what's he doing? Because in the past, he's been burnt, hasn't he, going on about being one of the best defenders in world football and what have you, and came back to haunt him. But I suppose it's like anything else, as a fan as well, we're hoping that we can go the season unbeaten. Mm. But, you know, the reality of it is it's going to be very tough, isn't it? But maybe we will have to go unbeaten and win most games if you want to be, you know, league title winners.
Well, he said hopefully, didn't he? He said hopefully we can be unbeaten until the end of the season. It's something that, you know, it's a challenge. Well, what are you supposed to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as I say, his reputation's gone before him, hasn't it? Because of what he said in the past, and it's come back to bite him. But, you know, at the end of the day, let's hope and pray we can go unbeaten. Mm. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of confidence, is there? But, you know, because it's him, a lot of people are like sort of like bringing it up in conversation and saying like, what's he doing? But I did myself, to be honest, at first. But I can see the aspect, the angle of it all, because, you know, that's exactly what we're hoping and praying for, aren't we?
Quick prediction for tonight then, Jay.
Yeah, I think it'll be close, but I've got to go for a Liverpool victory. So I'll say my favourite scoreline, a 2-1 Liverpool win.
We'll take that. Mickey, what about Everton Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday, mate, obviously a big game against Tottenham. Another tricky one, mate, but we're not scoring many goals, but, you know, hopefully we can keep the back door shut as well. A 1-0 would do me out. I'd take that all day. And obviously, just want to say as well, I'm actually hosting there, Al, on Sunday in the Everton Match Day Hub.
Oh, so top man in the fan zone, yeah?
In the hub, mate, yeah, next door to the fan zone. So I'll be there from 2 o'clock, available for any gifts for
Enjoy
Christmas.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Stay sober up until then, Mickey. enjoy Christmas, lads. Great to have you on. Thanks for your contribution throughout the year, boys.
No worries. All the best, Jay. Great. All the best, Al.
All the best, Mickey. All the best, Al.
That's the boys ahead of the weekend's fixtures. Liverpool, of course, in action tonight. Hope they have a great Christmas, Liverpool and Everton. Let's hope they bring 3 points, Reds and Blues, over this coming weekend.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersaw.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.